a federal takeover of schools, leftist indoctrination of the young, and excessive standardised testing. These are some of the more contentious things being said about Common Core education standards. But some say a lack of understanding is driving this alarm. Nancy Martinez has three kids attending public schools in Las Cruces and says as a stay-at-home mum, she's pretty involved in her children's studies.
How are you familiar with the Common Core?
Well, I don't know.
You haven't heard too much about the Common Core? It's relatively
no.
new to you?
Martinez is not alone. A Gallup poll released in April showed 53% of public school parents in states implementing Common Core know little to nothing about the standards. With three kids between the ages of 12 and 17, Martinez says she's noticed the changes over the last 3 years as Common Core has been implemented. She says she's not sure a curriculum that was designed nationally is preparing her children here in New Mexico.
More learning, more of New Mexico ways of doing things. Like, there's more farm communities here than there are around the world.
Las Cruces Public Schools put on a Common Core information session in April to give parents the opportunity to address some of their concerns. New Mexico Public Education Policy Director Leanne Lenti spoke at the meeting and says common national standards will allow New Mexico to see how it's doing compared to other states and see where improvements can be made.
All kids have to be reading this book at this time. That's not what the standards are. They really just are those goalposts. And we've emphasized that teachers still have that flexibility to provide their students with the tools they need to get there.
Lenti says when the state signed on to the Common Core, New Mexico chose to adopt an additional 15% of its own standards and textbooks.
Okay, guys, so listen up. I want to talk to you guys for just a few minutes.
As both a parent and a teacher integrating Common Core into a classroom, Michelle Valdez is more familiar with the standards than most. She says though allowances have been made for a New Mexico curriculum officially, the rigors of standardized testing mean it and supplemental subjects like science, art, or music are taking a back seat.
There's no time for that anymore because right now there's a curriculum app that says this is what you need to teach because this is what's going to be on the test.
But Lenti maintains the standards are flexible. She says the onus is on teachers to connect the Common Core materials that best meet the specific needs of their students.
So we don't actually expect to see a huge increase with testing. And we have said very consistently that when you focus on good standards and instruction, you see good outcomes for students on things like tests.
With teacher evaluations based on student test scores and Common Core implementing even more rigorous standards, Valdez is concerned.
Students are missing out on opportunities because testing is driving instruction.
But Lenti says in the long run, standards will allow students to gain a deeper understanding and practical applications for critical concepts. Attention to instruction is part of the adjustment to a different approach to learning.
They do come home and complain, say, there's too much homework, you know, but I think it's just a kid thing, so.
New Mexico public schools have been transitioning to Common Core for 3 years and are on track to be conducting the first standard-based assessment by 2015. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.